There are many problems faced by children, but today we are paying a very special attention to children who are victims of violence, including extreme forms of violence such as torture and inhuman treatment. And looking at situations that have to do with children being tortured when they are in centers of detention because allegedly they have committed an offense, because they are considered to be an enemy, presumably having been associated with an armed group or an armed force. Children will cross the border because they are running away from a conflict, as we see so many millions today, and who end up being deprived of liberty because there is no real protection system ready to take care of them.
When you say an abuse of children, what are you specifically referring to?
The examples are quite wide. It may be physical violence. A child who is in a prison, especially when the child is placed with adult detainees, may be very easily pushed, kicked, hit. It may be a question of psychological violence. A child who is threatened systematically because it is presumably part of a family that is considered to be a member of the political opposition. And therefore, the harassment and threatening of the child is a way of, in fact, reaching out to other members of the family. But it may also be situations of sexual violence. Young people being sexually abused when they are deprived of liberty in prisons, in orphanages, in centers for mental health, rather than being more protected because they need more attention and more support so that they can overcome their situation.
What was the goal of today's meeting?
To launch a very important study that brought together articles from more than 30 global experts who have been dealing with violence against children and situations of extreme violence, such as torture, when children are deprived of liberty. Children who are placed in institutions from where they cannot leave at their free will. So an orphanage may be a place where children are deprived of liberty. They are placed there. But you know, in more than 80% of the cases of the 8 to 10 million children who are placed in orphanages and similar institutions, children have at least one living parent and they have members of the family who could take care of them. But there is this perception that the institution will do a better job. And we know that the institution is very often a place where the child will be more easily neglected, less stimulated, will be ignored in his or her suffering and trauma. For a child who is placed in an institution, including when the child has a disability, is most of the time going to have a future of institutionalization also as an adult, therefore on dependency on the welfare system rather than an autonomous human being.
How do you propose to stop this?
Our meeting today was designed to raise awareness about these traumatic situations where children find themselves when there are at least 1 billion children suffering some form of violence every year. Every 5 minutes, a child dies as a result of violence. And many children end up being deprived of liberty because they live in the street when they have no other place to go, when they are running away from a war-affected country and they are trying to find a safe haven for their lives. Therefore, first, we want to expose this dramatic reality to sensitize and mobilize support to prevent and address it. Secondly, what can we do is to recall that the international community has agreed upon on a number of fundamental standards, conventions, treaties that in fact require states to take action to prevent these atrocities. But there is a big gap between what those treaties say and what reality is. For instance, the Convention on the Rights of the Child, which forbids all forms of violence against children. When we talk to very often, judges and prosecutors and social workers and teachers and families, they are not aware about what the convention says. So we want to make known these standards and help countries implement them better. And the third thing, we wanted, of course, to identify strategies that can help. And one very important strategy that came across through all the discussions we had was we need to support children and families better.